Welcome to today's dysfunctional podcast. Let's talk. Today, let's talk movies. I got to chat with actress, writer, and producer Catalina Viteri about her short film, Carolina. Carolina is the story of a has-been actress who's taken a career hiatus to recover from a public mental health breakdown. When given the opportunity to audition for a part in a film, she is triggered into a spiral that will reveal the hidden demons of her psyche and ultimately teach her who is in control.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
Well, first of all, congratulations on this. Carolina is a fantastic short. It definitely was nothing like what I expected from watching the trailer.
You saw it.
I did. It's amazingly different from what the trailer shows. Where did this idea come from, and why did you decide to tackle such a sensitive theme like mental illness?
It was important to me to show the other side of mental health, because I feel like we always hear about the product or the result of like a mental health crisis in the news, like especially if it's a celebrity or a public figure who goes through something, but we never hear about the other side, which is the triggers of it. And mental health is such a common thing these days. And I also wanted to highlight trauma, like that a lot of, you know, I think you saw the film, so a lot of young girls go through types of trauma when they grow up and how that affects them. I mean, when they're young and how that affects them when they grow up. So.
Yeah, definitely. It seemed very, very real. I think it had that feeling where this is a story that actually could have happened. What were some of the obstacles in getting this feel and getting that type of performance out of yourself?
You know, I had one obstacle, and it was actually a physical health issue going on. I was actually in the middle of like a very serious health crisis when I shot this, and I needed surgery. And so I was dealing with like physical pain on set, and I think that motivated my performance a lot. Because I'm a method actor first and foremost, but instead of having to like connect to emotional pain and things like that and drawing from my own like, you know, experience, I kind of used what I was physically going through to get that out on screen. And it weirdly helped me in an unexpected way. But yeah, I actually, on day three of shooting this, I was actually hospitalized for 3 weeks. And then we had to come back and shoot like the fourth day, you know, almost a month later. So it was pretty intense. I would say that was a major obstacle with shooting. It was kind of just getting through the performance because like by 8 p.m., I was almost like, I was done. I was out of commission. I was in so much pain. So that was the main obstacle for me.
Coming back to the film after a while away from it, did you have to rewatch footage to get that character back into you, or was it still very fresh in your mind?
I think I had lived with this character for so long because it took me a month and a half to write it, and then, you know, it took time in between to shoot it and actually go to Miami and get it done, like another 2 months. So I think it was just there. There wasn't a lot of, like, I didn't lose any of the focus being in the hospital. Because in the hospital, you're kind of in isolation. So it just gave me more time to think about what I wanted to do with her. So it was like, I was ready,
And you being the writer, the producer, and the star of this, how did you feel when you first saw it with an audience?
I first saw it with a full audience just on March 8th, just recently. And honestly, it was really hard to watch. It was really intense, and the audience was packed. We had a sold out first show. It was 175 seats of the theater completely taken up. And I kind of was like almost hiding under my seat, especially during the audition scene. You know, it was hard to watch because it's so intense and you have surround sound and everything like amplified, and it's on a huge screen. So it's, it was a little bit intense to watch, but the reaction afterward was so amazing. We got the most questions in the Q&A. There were other films shown in our film block. And people had so much interest, and it started a really great conversation on mental health, which is what we wanted when we created this.
So since this pandemic is happening, is there anywhere people can watch this short?
So it's not online yet for the public, but we are, right now we're scheduled to premiere in New York for Downtown Urban Arts Festival on May 6th. So hopefully that still happens. And then we still have pending film festival notifications for Los Angeles and other cities. So we're waiting on news for those. That'll most likely happen in the summer. And right now we're in talks to create something bigger with Caribbean, which we can't say yet, but we hope to be able to bring it to, wider audiences soon.
This seemed like something that needed to be expanded. It seemed like fitting for something that's larger. Other than this short, you have the upcoming film Midnight in the Switchgrass coming out, which stars Bruce Willis and Megan Fox. What can you tell us about this project?
I can tell you the plot of the film and a tiny bit about my character. So Megan Fox is an FBI agent, and Bruce Willis is a state agent, and they team up to solve a series of serial killer murders that have not been solved. And my character, her name is Cassidy. Her job, her profession puts her at risk with the serial killer. So, we have to wait to see if what happens with my character and whether Megan Fox and Bruce Willis can solve it. It does take place in 2004, so it's a little bit historical.
Having gone from Carolina, which you wrote, produced, and starred in, to a film like Midnight in the Switchgrass, how different is the feel on set?
With Carolina, I had to create it, create her, and use a lot of things I've seen in Hollywood and the industry, and also with people I know. And when you're auditioning for a film that's not yours, you really have to figure out what the messages that the writer wants to tell. So, but I think the similarity is that you still want to make the audience feel something. So, with Carolina, I had an aim to make the audience feel empathy for her character, despite how drastic her choices are. And I'm still going to try and do that with this one, because my character in Midnight in the Switchgrass is pretty edgy. So that's my goal for this one.
For you, in 2012, you made the move from Miami, Florida to Los Angeles to pursue your acting career. What inspired that?
It's funny, growing up, I never wanted to be an actress. I wanted to be like a dancer and a singer. I was actually a dance major for a time being, and I studied dance and singing for a really long time. And my parents just didn't have enough funds to keep paying for lessons. And so acting was something I could do in school for free. It was just drama class. And they just said, you're naturally good at this. Why don't you pursue it? And I think I booked my first commercial audition, right away. And, I felt like it was something I could be good at, but also could possibly make an impact in the world, a greater impact, just having that sort of, if I reached a certain point, I could actually make a difference in the world rather than, being anything else.
Aside from acting, you have a bachelor's degree in communications and a minor in psychology. How important to you is having those degrees to fall back on?
Yeah, it's funny because once I moved out here, I was like, I don't want to fall back on anything. I think Will Smith was the one who said there's never a plan B, because plan B distracts from plan A. I think studying psychology definitely helped me in the actor's side of things. But being a journalist was something that I didn't really want to do. So, I mean, for, in my opinion, I'm always going to be in acting and pursue acting. I think I was trying to play it safe by studying those things in college, but I'm really glad that I took the leap of faith and just decided to be an artist.
Congratulations on this short that you have and the upcoming film. I mean, it seems like you will definitely be having the opportunity to continue your acting career for a while. Thank you for your time and congratulations once again. Check out more of my stuff at dysfunctional.com, dysfunctional.com. Follow me on social media at dysfunctional on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.